At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Bropostles, episode 10.
Over the $5 foot long.
This is a Catholic comedy advice podcast for Catholics who take their faith seriously but not themselves. I'm Ethan, and my very rude co-host is Patrick.
Is Patrick. Thanks so much for being here. This is a comedy advice show. Like Ethan said, if you want to write in, I'll have us answer your questions. You can email Ethan@bropostles.com. But before you do that, look at me right now in my eyes. Like this video and subscribe to Bropostles so you can always be up to date on new episodes and you don't miss any of our sage wisdom going right into your eardrums. Ethan, you got in trouble this week.
I feel like I need to apologize.
We need to talk about this. Listen, as your boy, I backed you, but I will say I was skeptical from the beginning.
Dude. Yeah. So can I make a confession?
Bro just pulled the first Reddit post he saw. You went on Reddit and you were like, I'm just going to decide to be mad at whatever guy posted an advice question. That's what you did. Ethan.
So you want to explain the whole thing of what happened and then I can clarify.
Yes. Yeah, so Ethan posted
my side
story.
Of the story.
Ethan posted a story from Reddit on Twitter about, like some guy at mass, and he was like, what do I do, he was like, does this girl like me or whatever. It was opposed to some of the things compared to some of the things that we get on this podcast. It was super tame. The guy was like, yeah, we're going on a date next week, whatever. Ethan goes, waities, I'm sorry.
I did do that.
He did. He was like, we're not sending our best. And I was like, oh, Ethan, you're gonna get hosed.
It has not been that vicious that quickly ever in my whole life on X.
You have
people
to understand.
People were inventing new slurs to call me online.
They're pretty intense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is a problem because the normies, like the normal people aren't gonna look at this and see anything wrong. So you're not gonna have them.
Right. No support. Yeah. No support. And the autists certainly, they took immediate offense because they're like, yeah, this is one of us. You know, why are you counter signaling this guy? So I got to make a confession.
Yeah.
I misread the Reddit post.
Oh, no.
I did not. When I posted it, I thought that he was, that he had done something very wrong. Like, I thought he was kind of asking, like, does she like me? I'm not sure if I should ask her out. Like, which would be more of a defensible position if that were to happen. But what I actually said is that I got her number and I'm going to text her and I'm going to take her out to lunch. And I did not really comprehend that.
You didn't read that. You didn't read that.
I didn't read it
to him.
So as I'm reading it and as everyone's responding, I'm like digging my heels in and I'm like, this doesn't feel right. Because I I am wrong. I didn't read it.
Honestly, it would have been funner if you'd kept the post up and you'd post underneath like, oh shoot, guys, I didn't read this right. That would have been funnier.
The problem, there were big accounts that were starting to reply underneath it, like the large accounts that drive a lot of engagement on X.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't want this to be everywhere, right?
Once that Beardson guy commented, yeah, I was like, Ethan might die.
Not good. And so what I did is I deleted it and I posted it again with the exact opposite,
which is just amazing. And that was because everyone that was normal that hated you like thought it was really funny, and only the people that are just really
they're crazy people were like, this is so disgusting. You need to take accountability for your actions. It's like three hours of people calling me the R slur and calling me ugly and implying that I'm a homosexual cuck. Is like, I feel like accountability enough for the wrong thing that I posted. Like,
yes,
what more do you want me to do? I said I was sorry. I said I was wrong. I changed my mind. I posted a new post. I got 100,000 views. What do you want from me?
win-win all around.
It's
honestly.
Genuinely, so it's like most people totally forgot that it happened. The few people that really hate me, I was DMing with a buddy of mine, and I was like, you got to negotiate peace with me with the Anons. And he's like, I can't. They're really mad. They were calling me the F slur in GroupMe's or in group chats.
Oh, you were in the group. He was in the group.
He was screenshotting them and sending them to me. He's like, this is what's happening. And I was like, that's really funny because as we all know, there's nothing less, you know, feminine than gossiping about another man in a group chat.
So you guys
really pulled one over on me. You know, it's a good point. You got me.
Yeah, that is actually the most. I've been the subject of group chats. And they've only ever been the purpose of a guy's group chat is to send memes. But the frog guys, they have little like armies.
It's the seeds and the frogs united to take me down.
The seeds?
Sedevacantists. What do you call those?
Sedevacantists. I call them seds.
In my mind, I call them seeds, but
that's funny.
Yeah, SEDE. The people who think that
there's no pope.
They're too cool for school. But I think I made some new friends coming out of this because someone kept calling me a cuck over and over again.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying, like, I bet we'd be friends if we hung out. And eventually he's like, you know what? You're probably right.
Indiana won me over by saying that exact same thing. He was like, we'd probably be cool. And I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. There's very few people that I don't think I'd get along with.
Yeah.
But it was so that's the tea. That's the drama.
That's what happened.
I'm sorry that we had to begin an advice podcast by addressing.
I retweeted it. Just
you retweeted
it
both times.
I did. I retweeted it both times. I retweeted it the first time, and I was like, "I'm gonna ruin his day." Sometimes I do that with Ethan. I'm like, I see a post, and I'm like,
"You do that. You do ruin my day because I see it, and I'm so grateful that my big brother puts me in the backpack and carries me, you know, to notoriety. But sometimes it's like it's not the best take, and then I just get. My day is ruined.
I stopped doing it with ones that I know the left of center Catholics will hate because they typically get very moralistic and
that's actually worse. I would rather be just be called ugly and like every slur in the book by the people on the right than get finger wagged and scolded by the people on the left. It's way worse.
It's the worst. So I think I did the right thing.
You did.
I think I did the right thing. In retweeting it,
I think it's funny. Everyone takes it so seriously. Everyone is just so serious all the time. It's like
I think it's so.
Why can't we all just have a little bit of fun?
I want to
like laugh a little bit.
I want to tell everyone. I want to pause the podcast and go on Twitter and tell everyone right now the reason was because you read the post wrong. That's so funny. Guys, I just talked to Ethan. He misread the Reddit post. That's why he was against it at first. He didn't do it on purpose. That's the worst part. It would have been better if he had done it on purpose.
It's hard to explain it because like nobody sees you follow up and a fraction of the people that have seen the original post see your follow up. So it's like at that point, it's better just to delete it and start over. We'll clip this. Our new editor will clip this and we'll put it out on X.
Yeah. Thank you, editor. Please put it on X. This is a very important. Get it out ASAP. This is very important.
Yeah. Expedite it.
Yeah. There we go. Anyway. All right. Let's get to some actual questions. This is why we're here.
Yeah. It's good to be
again,
here.
Again, if you want to submit a question, you can email it to ethan@broapostles.com. This question, this guy went next to a girl at Mass and she gave him his number and he sucks. It's weird. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Don't do that to me.
Okay. Should I ask her out? It is a dating question though.
Great.
Are relatively consistent likes on a middle-class small-town boy's Instagram by rich California Franciscan girls enough for a chance, or is it time to move on? You're laughing like you know who this is.
I'm laughing because it sounds like a Disney Channel movie.
Rich California Franciscan girl, ooh, middle-class small-town boy, that is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
The most I've done is dance with her a few times, put myself in strategic hangouts, and the second to last time I saw her was when the friend group came together during Christmas. It came to pass that I, a bro, and she were in, him and his friend and her were in his car, showing off one of his rap songs to her.
Okay.
I started driving in circles, I believe, to keep the battery from going dead. She asked multiple times if me and my friend were going to kidnap her. I think it was a joke. She's known me for years, but I don't understand women. The last time I saw her in person, she snuck up and spooked me and the same friend while on a friend date on her parents' country property. I kind of blew it and my friend did most of the talking. The last thing she said was, I hope you have fun looking at my house. Part of me is saying that because they were at her parents' property. Mm-hmm. Part of me is saying that since she's at Franciscan University of Steubenville, I barely have anything in common with her except she's in my town now and then, and maybe she is the right person at the wrong time. At the same time, it's probably my best shot right now. And I like, and I post stuff on Instagram, like flowers that she takes the time to like. I don't, why are you posting flowers on your Instagram, dude?
It's like when girls, like, do you ever see those Instagram reels where girls will like admit the things that they did? Like a boy will post, I really like snowboards. And then girls will like put on a snowboard helmet and be like, love snowboarding. It's like the same thing. It's like, you like a pretty girl. It's like flowers. That's what she's into.
That's what she likes. Horses. She likes pretty flowers.
Yes.
I don't feel comfortable asking her out. Some random time when I have a chance to see her. We'd be over 1,000 miles apart. I'll be working on my own career. I'm thinking of leaving it on the back burner. And if a Franciscan died, the guy doesn't swoop her off her feet. Maybe after college, something could happen. I'm just a guy with the feels. All guys.
I'm just a guy.
So he's not at Franciscan.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's a middle-class small town boy.
And she's the rich California Franciscan girl.
I think you're too mixed up in the class division and the distance here.
She's an uptown girl, and I bet she's never met a backstreet guy.
She's been working as a waitress at a cocktail bar.
Her name is Lola. She was a showgirl.
I don't know any other songs about women. I think you should call her and ask her out. And I think you should fly to Franciscan to go see her.
It's very close to the Pittsburgh International Airport. You could
probably, it's true.
Get a nice flight there.
You get a nice drive. You touch West Virginia briefly on the highway before ascending to Steubenville. What I don't understand. So your question is, I really like a girl, but what I'm going to do is not ask her out.
Because
is that okay? Like what? What do you mean? You can do whatever you want. If you like her, what are you pussyfooting around for? Like, what is
to
this?
To borrow a term.
To borrow a term.
It seems like he's still in high school.
I don't get that. It feels like he's talking about his career, which to me makes me think high schoolers don't talk about their careers.
No, but he said it in a way that a high schooler would say it, who's thinking 4 years ahead. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, by then, like, oh, well, once she graduates, but then I'll be working my own career.
He does have rap songs, too.
Yeah, he's definitely not in college.
No, he said, I've liked said girl for a few years, and we were in the same youth group. In the same youth group. So that's...
We were in the same youth group. So I think they're graduating, and she's going to Franciscan. So she's going there, and...
It sounds like she's a year older than him, and, like, she's at Franciscan... And then now it's the summertime. I don't know. I don't think he's in high school actively.
No. Okay. But he's not going to college. Or maybe he's going to college in town.
Maybe he's going to college locally. San Jose State University.
I think you should ask her out, and I think you should go for it.
What's more romantic than driving 1,000 miles across the country to give her flowers?
Vanessa
and say,
Hudgens
I like
wrote
you.
A whole song about it.
How does it go?
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
That's Vanessa Hudgens?
I think. No, it's Vanessa something. I just threw the first Vanessa I knew.
No,
Vanessa from Phineas Hudgens. And Ferb wrote a song about this. It's Vanessa Carlton? Carlson. Vanessa Carlson.
Just go. This is a beautiful woman. She owns horses. Her family is landed gentry. I don't understand when else will you have the opportunity to break into the higher echelons of society with a beautiful Catholic woman?
Yeah. Also, you gotta like cut it with that. I'm from a middle class. She's upper class. She's going to college. Everybody's poor in college. She's like we don't have a system of inheritance in America. She's gonna be basically just as poor as you with, you know, maybe a few more resources. Like maybe your parents won't help you put a down payment on a house. Like that's about
her credit card will have a higher limit than your credit card.
Correct. That's about it.
That's
really it.
She's unless she's getting consistent cash infusions from her family to the tune of thousands of dollars a month, which she might be getting.
Maybe.
And even then, still, I mean, what's the problem? You could be like, oh, I can't handle that. Or you could be like, let's get Chipotle. And she'd be like, sure.
And she'll be like, I'll pay for it with my higher limit credit card.
Yes.
I get rewards points for it. Your card doesn't have rewards points. Hers does. Or you don't get 4% cash back, brother. You couldn't get approved for that interest rate. Anyway, yes. So ask her out. This whole story in the middle of like, does she like me, is a red herring. She obviously hangs out with you, so she might date you. She might go to college and you're 1,000 miles away. That's fine. Just text a lot. That's what you were gonna do anyway. It's not, you know.
And I also finish what you're saying.
She comes home for breaks. You can go see her, especially if you're not going to college, man. Why don't you just go to Franciscan?
Yeah,
you'll get
to lose. Yeah. The door is not very tight. I was able to work my way into several restricted areas in the day and a half that I visited Franciscan University.
See, I meant apply, but you just meant like physically get in.
He said somewhere in here.
You did
this
also
is maybe...
come to class with me, and no one really batted an eye. So you could probably go.
I contributed.
To Franciscan.
I like went to a class. I took notes. Like I was a great student for a day.
Imagine going to a college that you do not go to and just kind of showing up and like doing all the coursework and no one really realizes. And you just, how long do you think you could pull that off until they notice and kick you out?
You could do it indefinitely because if you show up on the first day, I guess maybe at Franciscan they might take roll or something. But like,
yeah,
I feel like you could just show up and be like, oh, sorry. And then just kind of keep putting it off. And then eventually...
They'd be like, oh, you're not on the roll sheet that I printed off. This must be an old course ledger. You know, they'll just, the registrar needs to update you. You're not in the system yet, whatever, you know?
I think I could go to school for a whole year without being detected.
Anyway, all right, cool. Go ask her out. That's the idea.
I just want to say one last thing. You said maybe she's the right person at the wrong time. You have no clue if she's the right person. You just like her. So you don't know if it's the right time. You don't know if it's the wrong time. You don't know if the right person, she's the wrong person. You haven't asked her out. You have no data to go off of other than your own fear. So why don't you do something about it?
Yeah.
Oh, drives me insane.
Absolutely insane. Stop trying to gamify God's will. All right. A bit of a lighthearted question. I promise it's all true. We've had some crazy ones. So I'll believe this question. A couple weeks ago, I was at a bar in town hitting on a girl. At the end of the night, I asked her out to dinner and she said no. And do you know why? And I asked why? And she said, because you're gay.
Dude, this has happened to me so many times.
Someone got you earlier. You were like, if a girl walked up to me at Mass, I would have asked her out. And the guy was like, it's telling that you said if. And
if
you were
and
like, yeah,
when.
Good point.
That's a good point.
That sucks.
I'm married, so I didn't want to say like,
yeah.
Anyway, you know. But they don't believe that I'm married. They believe that I'm gyno-cucked, is what they would say.
What?
Like I'm married to a woman and she controls my whole life.
Oh.
That's what they called me. They were, like I said, they were making up slurs.
They're making up slurs.
It's crazy.
Do these guys want to get married? Like, are they?
A lot of them are married. They're like, I have two kids, and I'm like, why aren't you with your kids right now? He's like, they're taking a nap right now. F slur, and I was like, all right.
All right.
Do you want to hop on Valorant later? You know, like, can we try something? Like,
I actually think a lot of those husband notes in the bios are wish fulfillment. Anyway,
you think they're fake?
Oh yeah. Oh, they're conveniently taking a nap. Okay. Anyway. All right.
Post a picture of your face. If one of you posts a picture of your face, I will admit that I'm wrong every single time.
Kids don't nap. Kids don't nap. Are you kidding me? At the end of the night, she said I was gay. I told her I wasn't gay. I've never even thought about kissing.
Excellent defense, by the way. That's great.
He says, I never even thought about kissing a guy. I've never even thought about what it would be like to feel a man's luscious lips on mine.
Yeah, I got to admit, the more you're talking about this, the more I think you're maybe a little bit gay.
I don't know, you might be gay.
I'm not gay. I don't think about kissing my bros.
I change my car's oil by myself. All sweaty in my garage with my friend. And then we sing Grease songs together. Mm-hmm. This didn't seem to sway her, though. This isn't the first time women have thought I was gay. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I walk fast, stand weird, soft-spoken, dress fashionably, talk with my hands. But on the other hand, I do on a lot of first dates, get a lot of numbers. I guess the question is, should I be worried about the less attractive tendencies I display and try to train them out of me? Yeah, if you could stop talking in that voice, you might get a woman. You know?
We're gonna have you submit some evidence. We need you to send us a clip of you talking. We need you to send us your favorite musical. And we need you to send us your if you're to dress up to go out for an evening, what clothes are you picking? And what's I think your... those three things will be, we will tell instantly if you are a homosexual or not. I
what's
know
your favorite you musical, you Ethan?
What's my favorite musical?
Yeah.
Les Mis, the movie with Hugh Jackman.
that's good. I just,
or
I can't pick.
Is La La Land a musical or is it just a, do they sing in that
it's
one?
It's gotta be like a Broadway musical.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Les Mis is a Broadway musical.
What about like, what are the Sound of Music? Does that count?
It's good. Yeah. One. Yeah. That counts. I'm yeah. pretty
Chitty,
sure.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't think that was a musical.
Toot. Sweet. That, no, they sing in that one for sure. I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the park. When I was well, growing
I'm
up.
Sure, I'm sure they have
the
a stage version.
Flew through the audience.
I hate to break the fantasy. That was actually just a special effect.
What's that?
It was just a special effect. The cars can't fly.
There was a real car in the flying above me.
It must have. It was ropes. Sorry, man.
Oh, it was a magic car.
Sorry, dude. So if you're gay, we support you. You send in a picture. If you look. You dress fashionably, that dress actually what you consider to be fashionably, I will say, because she thinks you're gay, it's inherently not fashionable. Men's fashion Whoa. Is just, you know, like a trucker jacket, like a trucker jacket and a white t-shirt and baggy
I would
jeans.
Never in a billion years wear that ever.
Like dress, look up pictures of Morgan Whalen and dress like that. And you'll be fine. That's like what no one. Hey, listen, no one will think you're gay. But see, he looks up pictures of Benson Boone. I know too many male singers.
You're revealing a little bit about yourself. This evening.
You look up pictures of Benson Boone. Please stay. That's him. And you get the shirt ripped and all that. That's you. Mm-hmm. Stop dressing like that. Dress like Post Malone. That's a straight guy. That's a great guy to know. Dress like James McCann.
Dress like Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
T-shirt, jeans, Puma sneakers.
That's how girls will know that you're straight. Once you're married, you can start dressing fashionably.
You can be gay when you're married. That's true.
It's actually required, apparently.
I don't know. To give you some real advice, I don't think there's anything you can do about this. I think maybe the first thing you'd say when someone accuses you of being gay should not be, I've never thought of kissing a guy. I think you should maybe say, oh, that's funny. I've heard that before. I'm actually not gay. I think I just dress really well. Like try to turn it into some type of joke.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I do love my boys, but you know,
or
just
you
cuddles.
Say like, or you say like, oh wow, that really explains all the things my neighbor Gary has been saying to me lately.
Yeah,
that really.
You gotta find some type of funny comeback other than I don't kiss guys.
Okay, I never even thought about it.
Because if you can, I think it's like a test, right? The woman is a probing creature. She's looking for weakness that she can pounce on, and she submitted a test to you like a sphinx. It was a riddle.
You've been hanging out too much with the frog guys.
You failed the riddle. And so I think making her laugh gets you out of that scenario.
Mm.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe if she's made up her mind, like you're gay and we had a great time, but maybe lean into it. You'd be like, sure, you are the gay best friend. And then you can go and be like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And then you just go out with her every weekend. And then eventually you go to her and you confess. You're like, I don't know. I've been spending so much time with you. I don't think I'm gay anymore. I think I like you.
I think
she'll
you
be so flattered.
Me
be like
gayness.
You turned me, and she'll be so flattered that she'll have to marry you. So you do the long game or the short game.
Those, long
it's
game
your choice.
Or short game. Those are your options. All right. Next question.
Do we have any ads that we have to record for this beautiful podcast?
No. Next month. Next week.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
My buddy is stuck in a spiritual and literal barstool rut after a Marine Corps mishap. He's Catholic by birth, bartender by trade, and his free time is video games and movies. How do I lovingly get him out of this rut towards holiness? And even with crazy schedules, country distances, basically, how do I get this dude to pray, think about his future, ditch his distractions, and all that stuff? So some more information.
Sure.
They've been friends since they were young. They practically grew up together. After high school, he went to college and he joined the service industry and recently tried to join the Marine Corps, but was injured at boot camp and had to leave.
Aww.
He's working again as a bartender, uses a lot of his free time playing video games. It's hard to show him that we love him. He comes from a strong Catholic family, oldest sibling with six sisters, no brothers. We've talked a lot this summer. There always seems to be some scheduling conflict. We try to hang out together, but we're all about 30 minutes away in different directions out in the country. Do you have any suggestions for how to encourage him and guide him, et cetera?
I don't know, Patrick, how would you encourage a man in the Marine Corps? What would your first move be?
Drop down, give me 20, maggot. Do you think they cleaned that up for the movies?
Oh, the things that drill instructors say
to them? Do you think they picked maggot because it rhymes?
I wouldn't be surprised if someone called you maggot. I think maggot was a worse, because in like the 70s when they made Full Metal Jacket, maggot was one of the worst things. They didn't have all the slurs we have now.
No, right? What I'm saying is, do you think maggot is because it rhymes with what
I'm saying? They didn't have that word back then. It still meant bundle of sticks back then.
In the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm looking up the Google usage of the F slur.
Go ahead. I think there's not a lot you can do for a guy like this. I had a lot of experience, so you add on the distance, that makes everything really hard. But I had a lot of time with guys like this in college, or when I was a focus missionary. And all you can do, like you're not going to be able to say, hey, you should pray 30 minutes a day when you're living by yourself in your house 30 minutes away from community. Mm. Like you're not going to be he's not looking to you for that, right? So if you try to give it to him, he's going to be like, all right, whatever. You know, what you can do is you can invite him to things like mass, like conferences, like speakers that come into town, concerts, anything that kind of gets him out of the house and gets him out of his own head.
Podcasts. Send him podcasts.
You can send him a podcast if he likes to watch podcasts. You can send him movie recommendations that have better, like say, hey, have you ever seen A Hidden Life? It's this great movie about Franz Jägerstätte. And you show him A Hidden Life. Like you have to work within the frame that he's in at the moment, because you're coming from a context of like prayer is really important and I pray every day and I think everybody should have a prayer life. But he's coming from the context of I love God and I'm a Christian and I think all the right things about marriage and abortion. And isn't that enough? You know, so like trying to introduce something like developing a spiritual life to someone who's not prepared to receive that type of formation is just square peg round hole. So you got to find other ways to like, get to him that are more appropriate for his state in life.
Yeah. And then like inviting him to do things like that with you know.
It always starts with the invitation. It's like relationship, friendship, going and doing things together, coming over to his, hey, can I come play video games with you? And then if it's night when it's like, oh, hey, I pray night prayer every night before I go to bed. Would you want to join me? He might say no the first 10 times.
Yeah, but you just got to keep asking.
But the 11th time he'll be like, what is that? And then you show him, you know,
and then it's just Sunday, a little bit of pray something. Sunday night too. It's the best one. And you can pray it every night. Don't start Friday night. We used to do that with the kids. We had Friday night prayer is depressing.
Yeah. It's tough.
Life is depressing.
Go and play, like literally go. This is what I would do as a missionary. I would go and I'd play video games for 3-4 hours with someone. And then I'd be like, hey, I'm actually going to the evening mass tonight. Do you want to come with me? And they'd be like, probably I should go. And they would go. Why? Because I just played Rocket League with them for 3 hours. Like, I've been there. I'm in their thing. That didn't happen. That didn't work every time, but it worked sometimes. Mm. So you got to get into their life, invite them into your life. But, like, staying at a distance and firing these missiles at him, like, you should pray, you should pray, you should pray. It's just not going to work.
It's not going to work. And the reason why is because the reason why you're tempted to do that and why we're all tempted to do that is because we want things to happen too fast, so we kind of telegraph the goal when we're just trying.
Right.
We're just really bad at it. Guys do this with women.
I was literally just about to say that. That's why guys are like, oh, I really could see myself having a future with you. You know, it's like, just run. Stop. Go get French fries, please.
That's all. That's all you need. And those seeds get planted over time, and you can just put it in the back of your mind. Put it in the back of your mind. The important part is to invest and grow in this person, because a person is worth investing in, even if it doesn't end the way you want it to. So, yeah, that's the that's the advice that I have, is like, just invest in the person. And we telegraph the end because we want to speed things up.
Yes. Right?
We want to speed things up when it's like, want to get it faster. Come on. I want to move on to the next thing. But if you in your life are called to minister to two people total, that's fine, because those people will minister to two people, and so on and so forth. Oh, spiritual multiplication. Spiritual multiplication, 13 times, evangelizes the whole world, 13 cycles.
Focus,
baby. Focus. All right. So that's that. Just keep it up, man. Go play video games.
That's good. Yeah, go play video games with your Marine Corps friend.
Go play video games with your buddy.
It's like, hey, you got injured in boot camp. Why don't we play every Call of Duty to give you the full experience?
Yeah, man. Why don't we do it in VR?
And we'll do the airport mission from Modern Warfare 2, and I'll be the guy with the gun, and you'll be the guy in the airport.
Okay.
Do you know what the airport mission is from Modern Warfare 2?
I really never played those games.
It is a famous, it's kind of like how there was a panic about GTA, like, oh, they're beating up strippers in GTA, the kids, yeah, you know, like it was on the news. Similar thing happened with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. There's a mission in the story mode where you go with like a squad and you do like a false flag mass shooting event at an airport. And so you don't have to shoot the gun. You know, they don't make you shoot the civilians. But most people, they go ahead.
False flag event, but you do kill people.
You're the person doing the false flag.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. If you actually kill people, is it a false flag? Oh, it's a false flag because they're pretending to be somebody else.
Correct. It's called No Russian, right? So it's like they're trying to either frame the Russians, or the Russians are trying to frame the Americans, something like that. I was not allowed to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare
because of the airport scene.
Because of the implication. And so, yeah, it's a very famous,
controversial
mission, Call of Duty.
I'm not updated on my lore. Anyway, this one comes from Anonymous.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm ready.
Hey, Patrick, big fan of the podcast. Always put that and your question will get read. This may be similar to a question you got a while back, but here it goes. I'm interning
in an
office.
They're all the same. Just so you guys know, none of your problems are unique.
You are spending like you are in Congress. That's us, but with dating. This may be a similar question to one you guys answered, but here it goes. I'm interning in an office this summer, and you might expect it's not terribly thrilling. Occasionally, I feel like becoming a focus missionary or joining the seminary. It'd be a better use of my skills and my interests. That's largely because I want some sort of an adventure or an escape from work, as if becoming a priest is easier, lol. I'm in the middle of grad school right now. It makes me think I ought to keep the status quo. Also, I've seen a lot of fruit in being a missionary to my friends and classmates recently. I know I can evangelize where I'm at. I'm not fretting over it. I take my faith seriously, but not myself. that's our tagline. I would appreciate hearing more of your thoughts on this. Thanks.
So you're at an internship and you don't like it. Is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to spiritualize this at all. This is the thing about internships, is that you can not like them. They're as much a test for you as they are for the company. And so if you're there and you're just like, this is what I wish I would have known after the first five internships that I did, I wish I would have realized, oh, I really don't like engineering, but it took me too long to figure that out.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, take that as a indication of, you know, okay, maybe I should pursue something different with my time and with my energy. It does not necessarily mean that you need to become a priest or become a focus missionary. I think you should think about those things on their own, evaluate them based on their own merits, rather than like, I hate this thing, so the natural, you know, escape should be this. Mm-hmm. It feels like I feel like I'm talking to myself from sophomore year of college. So I feel like a kinship with you.
It's God doesn't push you towards things. He pulls you towards them. You're like, okay, maybe I should be a focus missionary. Maybe I should go to seminary. It's like, you're just looking for something else.
Yep.
And you can't do that because then you're going to you're going to take that energy everywhere with you. Mm-hmm. God's got to pull you to things, you know. That's how he.
When I was engaged, I thought I wanted to be a priest, but it turned out what I really wanted was to live with a bunch of dudes and read and pray and to play intramural sports. And then once I realized that that's what I really wanted, I didn't actually want to be a priest. I was like, oh, that's just something that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just need to be okay with that. Marriage is very good. And I want to get married to my wife. And as soon as I realized that, then I proposed and we got married. And it was fine. Bingo. But I had to get there. I had to get there first.
Bingo, bingo. Sweet.
You're doing great.
Wish you the best, but yeah, keep it up. Buckle your head down, go through the internship and then go do something you actually do like.
Can you make it a game? Here's one way to make your internship fun. How much time can you spend away from your desk at your internship without getting fired? When I did my internships, it was so fun to just kind of walk around and be like, hey, I'm an intern over here. Try to meet the other interns. I go to lunch. Oh, 2-hour lunch. No big deal. Like how much time? Cause usually there's no real work that needs to be done when you're an intern.
Yes.
It's all make work or like a made up thing that you can do in an hour a day. So instead of just sitting there and kind of plunking around on your phone, like waiting for someone to walk by so you can hide it real quick and open up a spreadsheet, why don't you try a little game? See how many can you meet the CEO? Who's the highest ranking person that you can meet before you leave? You know,
who's the highest ranking person you can have lunch with?
Oh, that's great. That's a new challenge. Use the intercompany portal to reach out to people.
Be like, hey, hungry?
And then if they're like, why are you messaging me? Be like, oh, I thought this was a different Dale Carnegie, you know, or whatever.
I thought this was a different, the severed head of Dale Carnegie.
I thought this was a different Charles Koch. My bad.
I thought this was the other Koch brother.
Yeah. All right. Just have a good time.
I don't know if her, you can keep me anonymous for the pod. Girl just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Listening since her sophomore year. I'm going to keep that anonymous, but I threw it in ChatGPT to summarize.
Yeah. You kids no offense. We don't have infinite time on the podcast I appreciate the context. It's good that we have it if we need it, but condense.
I will summarize, you know what I mean? TLDR at the end. I will summarize it in ChatGPT. I haven't done that in the past because one time I did it and it was the craziest question we had ever received.
It was the teacher who was flirting with the student at the Mesopotamia.
It was like crazy. I was like, oh, she's married and has 8 kids. And I was like,
yeah.
That can't be what it was.
That's why it was so long, is because it was the craziest thing ever. But if it's a girl who just graduated high school, it's so, no offense, it was probably pretty milk toast.
Good. We love you.
We love our teenage girls. Hold on.
I heard it before I said it. You just went for it. This young lady, a recent high school grad heading into a public state university in the fall, has been looking to build a Catholic community over the summer.
Wonderful.
She considered very Catholic schools like Franciscan, but she chose the more prestigious, less faith focused university. Fine. Recently, while working at an ice cream shop, she met a Norbertine priest and members of a young adult Catholic group from a nearby conservative parish, like Latin Mass vibes. They invited her to join their group, which felt like a clear nudge. However, she's feeling conflicted. She loves the priest and some of the girls in the group. She's uncomfortable with the attention from the older men in the group. What?
This is the least surprising question I've ever. Are you telling me that a nubile teen girl is feeling uncomfortable in a traditional Catholic young adult group? I'm shocked, I tell you.
I keep hearing this joke over and over again about finding a spouse at a Latin Mass parish. It's the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. She's uncomfortable with the older men, including a 24-year-old guy who approached her at a coffee shop before realizing she was in high school. Now keeps liking and responding to her Instagram stories. Other guys have also been requesting her number or following her on social media. She is questioning whether she should keep attending the group. She's not looking to date, feels out of place age-wise with the more intense rad trads. So she likes the community, but she feels uncomfortable with the girls or the guys.
So she just graduated, right?
Just graduated.
So she's 18 and someone's 24.
Age gap is okay, but not now. Like, not right now. Because a 24-year-old, no, 18, 24, that's just, because she like just graduated. She's barely an adult.
Yeah.
And this guy's been an adult for like 2 years out of college, you know? He's got a fully developed prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
24 is so old. Like, we're 28.
20, 21, I get it, right? Like, you're close-ish. It's still not great, but it's like fine. But like once you get to 22, 23, 24, that starts to be a little bit, what are you really looking for here? You know, someone to listen to you explain theology.
Yeah. So when this guy approached her at the coffee shop, she said she just graduated high school and he still asked for her
number.
Yeah. I ended up giving him my Instagram instead. Fast forward to earlier this week, I show up to the adult Bible study and that guy is there. I was polite. But we have a problem. He's liking and responding to my Instagram stuff. He's 24. So it's one guy in particular.
I think we have to ask the age-old question, crime or cringe? Is this guy, should we put him in jail or is he just being cringe?
I think he's just being cringe. I think he might just not be aware of how he's coming off.
Probably.
And how kind of just like wrong. Just focus on, you know.
Women his age?
It seems like he's not fixated on you. Like you have to think, okay, if he's fixated on you, there's a problem. If he's just looking for like validation and attention from women, it's still an issue. Like I would avoid him, but you're less at risk yourself. You know,
True.
You could, if he's fixated on you and you reject him, then you're kind of, he might get a little frustrated.
He might wear your skin is what Patrick's trying to say.
He might. Yeah. Who knows?
He might do Buffalo Bill. So I think, what's his name? Is that the guy's name in Silence of the Lambs? Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
All right.
Never saw it.
Don't watch Silence of the Lambs, young lady. It will freak you out.
he's like, I watched it last night. Scary. Quite scary.
I am peeing my pants. I think you have a couple of options. Option one is you tell the ladies of the group, because the ladies know. They're
in the group.
They're in the group, so they've either successfully warded off the men.
Get the group chat together.
Text the girl or the two girls you feel most comfortable with and just say, hey, I really love the community from XYZ Parish. Unfortunately, I feel like I'm getting a lot of attention from the gentleman in our group. I want to keep being involved, but I would really just like to hang out with the ladies. So yes. Can you please just let me know when you guys hang out and I can come? Thanks.
If you run a young adult group, hear me when I say this, you need to focus on same sex events. Like you can't have that. I know it juices the numbers a little bit because you
to dangle women from a string.
Correct.
At a pizza party.
However, it's very important that the men and the women are separate from one another. They must never touch. Because
I think you can have once a year, you can have a ball or some type of formal
some type of Saturnalia. No. Saturnalia? Perhaps. I was trying to think of another word. A cotillion. That's it. I was trying to think of a fancy
that's
word.
The word. Yes.
Because the funny thing is she's like, I like the community, but I'm kind of creeped out by this one guy. It's like, that's the easiest problem to solve ever. Just hang out with the girls only.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
should be easier than it is. But for some reason, we're all like,
girls just want to have fun.
We all just mix up, you know?
Yeah.
You stop doing that when you get married and it's families hanging out. Yeah. You do the segregation thing on your own. Like it just kind of happens. The kids
go, the nice things
go, the dads go.
About being here in Wichita is that over lunch twice a week, I go play basketball with my buddy Josh. I don't have to bring the kids. I don't have to bring my wife. I don't have to like pretend to talk about whatever. It's like we just play basketball.
Yeah.
And what we talk about when we're there is basketball. It's the greatest thing on planet Earth. And and women don't understand this. Like, what did you do? I played basketball. That's all that I did.
How's Jeff? No idea.
I don't know. No clue. No idea.
It was funny.
His jump shot was off, you know, but that happens.
We talked about that a little bit. I watched it happen at a party where we were kind of all like sitting down and eating, and like the food was at a table and a guy got food. He kind of just kind of sat down where he was and he was kind of eating. And me and all the guys were like talking on one side of the room, and he didn't realize that he had just sat down with all of the moms
and the women. Yeah, I've done this.
And so he's just eating. Like, he doesn't, he's not.
He's so hungry. He's the hungriest guy.
He's like just eating. And he kind of like is. And he like looks up, kind of done, and he's like,
he realizes.
And he just takes his plate and goes and joins us. It was pretty funny.
That is funny. Poor guy.
They were just continuing on. They like, he wasn't there because he wasn't.
He was, no, to them.
He had a task. But yeah, it's good. And the kids are throwing things at each other. So yeah, you gotta hang out with the girls. I know you were in high school, and there's really no like, everything's co-ed in high school. So you're not really used to that, but you gotta, especially as you get older, you gotta have a solid group of girls that you can surround yourself with that.
Yeah.
Cause you need a break from that. Like, you need a break from being around men, and men, you need a break from being around women too. You need to stop. Like, you can't always be in girl mode. Sometimes you need to make an off color joke and fart. And that's what you need.
To answer the other question about, you know, Instagram and what do you do? I think if it gets to be, if you feel uncomfortable at any point, you can block him at any point.
You don't really need a reason.
If you're like, ugh, I don't like that he's seeing this or commenting this or liking all of these stories or these posts, whatever, you don't have to explain it to anybody. You can just do that. So, I personally have blocked many people this week for things that they've said about me, and I feel no remorse whatsoever. And so I think you should do the same. Nobody has a right to see what you post online.
There's also tools on Instagram now where you can block people without them knowing. So you can hide their replies so you can't see them at all. You can block, unblock to have them unfollow you. That doesn't always work, especially if they engage. But if you restrict them on Instagram, fun fact, they can still comment on your stuff. They won't know they're restricted, but you can also restrict their DMs. So be like, oh, I can't send messages to this person. Oh, they didn't block me. Oh, that's weird. And they might just, you know, forget about it and move on.
Yeah.
So,
and then if he brings it up in person, you can be like, yes, I restricted you. You're 24. I'm 18.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Basically in high school, and you are an adult.
You're an adult. You qualify for AARP. Get out of my face. Do we have one more? We have one more short one we can end with.
We do have one more. Okay, you sent me one and two. Which one? You've already read them. Which one do you think is better?
Well, I got to be honest. I'm not very good at reading text online these days. Number one
has, they said, thanks. I signed up for Verso Jobs and got a job in Tennessee.
Oh, nice. Well, let's do that one. Do number one.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm not trying to be overdramatic because obviously many sacrifice way more for their faith, but I became Catholic last year. It's way more brutal than I thought. I was Protestant before, and my whole life revolved around my church. Becoming Catholic, nobody talks to me anymore.
Yeah.
I've tried this whole year, but even my best friend just declines whenever I try to hang out. My family is also very against it, and I'm 25, but it's still hard watching how much it hurts them. I knew the reaction would be negative, but I didn't expect it to be this hurtful and isolating, and it's made it hard for me to connect at my parish. The only person who has any understanding is my little sister. She's moving to Tennessee, we're in California, to finish her last 2 years of undergraduate. I decided to move there with her because I know I have to try and move forward.
Nice.
I don't want to live in the past, but I don't want this to hold me back from connecting at my new parish. I feel like there is so much left unsaid, but I'm not sure how to move forward. Do I force a conversation before I leave? Do I just let go? What do I do? I'd like to move back to California after my sister graduates. Thanks. P.S. I signed up for Verso Jobs and took a job in Tennessee. Hooray. Advertising on the Bro Apostles podcast works.
It does work. Signing up for Verso Jobs works, more importantly.
That is more important.
So is this mostly about her parents or her friend? Or
she's like leaving.
Who does she think she needs to have a conversation with?
So it seems like everyone has basically shut her out, and she wants to move to Tennessee for a fresh start. She's worried because when she's moving to her new church, she's like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do at a new church because everyone hates me at my old church, not my parish, but like her old Protestant church. And so it's like she's having trouble getting involved in a new parish community because her old community hurt her. Right. So she's like,
sure.
Are you guys going to do the same thing? And then she's also like, okay, well, I'm leaving for a while and all these people, I'm going to miss them, but they're not talking to me. So should I try and make them talk to me? So I think that's what she's looking at.
I don't think any of this matters. I mean, I moved away from a state that I lived in for a long time. I had a lot of friends, you know, it was hard to leave Oklahoma to move to Kansas, but like some,
right when
like,
you left, they got a championship.
Yeah. I mean, I was the reason I was holding them back. I think like some people still don't even know that I've moved away. You know, they like somebody texted me the other day, like, hey, when can we meet up? I was like, we can't, I don't live there anymore. and they had no idea. And I think that's just kind of part of life. I think instead of looking backwards, you can be really excited about what you'll find in Tennessee. I think every parish, this is something that's about Catholicism that's a little bit different, is it, even though all of the churches are Catholic, quote unquote, every parish is very different in terms of how it handles community and liturgy and faith formation and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So in a way it is kind of Protestant still. Like, well, you still have to kind of find the church that works for you, which is unfortunate. Ideally they'd all be great, right? But that's just not the case. And so I think you should move. I think you should be hopeful, because I've heard good things about the church in Tennessee. I don't know where you're moving. I have some friends in Knoxville. Let me know if you'd like me to connect you. But that's about it. So you're going to be fine. I don't think you need to stress too much about the things you're leaving. I think you should be way, way, way more focused on the things that you're going to.
Amen.
And be excited about that.
Yeah. I don't think you need it. Like, what you're looking for is closure.
You're not going to get it.
They've taken a moral stance and they're shutting you out and they're not talking to you, which I think is stupid because they're the best possible people to convince you not to do what they think is a sin. So
right.
It's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, but you've tried. And so I think it's time for you to move and you're going to get to be with your sister. And that's great. You move back after maybe, I know you're planning on moving back to California, but a lot can happen in 2 years.
I mean, who knows if Gavin Newsom keeps it up, there might not be any California left to move back to.
Might set it on fire.
He might set it on fire.
Again.
And then the whole country will get high because of the heroin and the fentanyl that we'll all be smoking from the fire. Yeah. And Los Angeles will be reduced to slag by a Chinese battleship. So it's probably good to get out while you still can.
While you still can.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been Bro Apostles. Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show and you think it's worth the price of a cup of coffee, join us on patreon.com/Bro Apostles. $10 a month is the price of a cup of coffee for this episode, for both of us. And we're expensive. We like the fancy ones. And you also, in return,
drip get coffee access. Is $4.50 these days. I mean, if we're being honest,
that
they
is
charge
true.
A lot for a drip
they
coffee.
They charge a lot. If you like the show, you get access to our entire back catalog of, I think, like 150 bonus podcasts at this point. Access to our virtual pilgrimage, bunch of good stuff. The two Bible episodes we did that Ben brought up the other day.
Three.
We did three Bible
did
cast
three.
Episodes.
Three Bible casts.
The reason why Katie Ruby became a patron and then we stopped doing them. a lot of different things that we've done all on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Bro Apostles. Thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Ethan, do you have an unhinged comment of the week? Because I do.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read the one you've got?
Okay, so this was in response to a thread that I posted.
Sure.
Only men can become priests in the Catholic Church. That was a thread that I posted. Barbara, today's unhinged comment of the week comes from Barbara, who said, "Father, not a priest, all that you listed is true. The main reason," this is a woman again, this is Barbara.
Here we
the
go.
"Main reason women must never become priests is that the sacrament of confession, once forgiven, sins are forgotten. Have you ever met a woman that could forget a sin? Most men can hardly remember their birthdays in special grace." I saw that. I was like, jeez. I love this. Is so funny.
Barbara. Get Barbara on every parish council.
Get Barbara on the podcast.
She's right. I think it's so funny to be like, not only do I believe that women can't be priests, but I don't believe it for any theological reason. It's purely misogyny.
That's the only reason. Honestly, that's not even misogyny. That's a great point.
It's a good point. I'm being generous.
Men can get together and pick up a conversation from 5 years ago like it never ended. Women can pick up an argument from 5 years ago as if it never ended. It's a special. I'm sorry, that's mean. I'm saying that I sound like an
athlete. Now you're being misogynistic.
Ah, jeez.
This is a podcast that loves women, especially teenage women, gay women,
former women who became men and then went back to being women,
which has happened. This is all a joke. We love our ladies. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for coming to our Catholic comedy advice show. I just want everybody, my final note, can we all just have a bit more fun out there?
Come on, guys. We don't have to get upset about everything. We don't have to call Ethan a gyno cuck, which sounds like a dinosaur.
It sounds like a transformer.
Is it an Autobot or a Decepticon?
He's a Decepticon.
Absolutely. All right. This has been too much at the end of the podcast. Thanks.
All right. Bro Apostle signing off.
Bye, guys.
Adios.